This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We were still discussing the descriptions of Iman in the Quran, and yesterday we discussed one of its main descriptions, and that is the analogy of the tree. Today we'll move on. How else does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe Iman and the blessings of Iman? Of the descriptions in the Quran and of the blessings that Allah has mentioned of Iman is the fact that Allah has mentioned that the greatest blessing that He has ever given any person is the blessing of Iman. In Surah Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding a group of hypocrites that had just embraced Islam, they walked into the seerah tells us, they walked into the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's masjid and they were boasting, "We are the new believers, we are the new mu'mins," and they wanted to curry favor. They wanted to impress the Prophet ﷺ that yes, we are the new converts, so give us some special dignity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. They think they have done you a favor by accepting Islam. بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Rather, it is Allah that has blessed you. It is Allah that has graced you. The minna, the greatest blessing that Allah has given you is the blessing of Iman. بَلِلَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are truthful. If you are truthful in understanding what is Iman. If you are truthful in saying to the Prophet ﷺ, we are believers, you would not take it as something you have done. If you are truthful in saying, "I am a believer," you will recognize it is Allah's blessing that you are a believer, not something that you have done, you have acquired, you have earned, it is your birthright. No, if you are truthful, you will thank Allah for having guided you to Iman. The greatest blessing that Allah has given any of us is the blessing of Iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that we should thank Him for that blessing. And of course, this blessing of Iman, Allah tells us in the Quran that He is the one that has gifted it and written it in our hearts. It is in the Quran that Allah says, "I have written Iman in your hearts." أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. The believers are those Allah has written Iman in their hearts. وَأَيَّدَهُمْ. And Allah has protected them and gifted them with a ruh, with a spirit coming from Him. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that the greatest beauty that He has given us is the beauty of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. It is Allah who has made Iman so beloved to you. It is Allah who has made you love Iman. وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And He has beautified your hearts with Iman. And Iman is beautified in your hearts. Your hearts are beautified with Iman. And it is Allah who has gifted you with that beauty. If you did not have beauty in your lives, your lives would be ugly, decrepit. It would be something that is withering away. But you are made beautiful because of Iman. You are made healthy because of Iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that He is the one, زَيَّنَهُ, the zina of life. The beauty of life comes from Allah blessing you with Iman. So the mu'min is always powerful. The mu'min is always beautiful, is always precious, because Allah has gifted you with the gift of Iman. And if Allah had willed, He would not have given that gift. So we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that gift. As well, the Quran tells us another metaphor, another parable. And it goes back to yesterday's lecture as well, that we talked about the fruits. Well, fruits have a taste. So Iman as well has a taste. And this taste is mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ذَاقَ طَعْمُ الْإِيمَانِ. The person has tasted Iman. Who is that person? Three characteristics. من رضي بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا. If you have three characteristics, then you will taste the taste of iman. And ta'am here is not just taste, it's also sustenance. Ta'am, food. So the one who has these three characteristics will be nourished with iman. Iman will taste good to him, and iman will then nourish him. What are those three characteristics? Number one, he is content with Allah as his Lord. He is content that Allah is my creator. And this means he is content with Allah's qadr. He is content with whatever happens. He is content with worshipping Allah. Number two, he is content with Islam as his way of life, which means he conforms to Islam and he doesn't cut and paste Islam to fit into his schedule. He makes his schedule work around Islam, and he makes sure that his lifestyle is in accordance with Islam. And number three, he is content with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as his Nabi and as his Rasul. You are content with the Prophet as your Nabi and Rasul when you take him as a role model, when you follow his sunnah, when you study his seerah, when you love him like you love no other person, then you are content with him as a Nabi and a Rasul. If you have these three characteristics, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you will taste the fruit of iman. You will taste the iman that will sustain you. ذَاقَ طَعْمُ الْإِيمَانِ. So iman has a taste. Iman has a nourishment. And if you have belief in Allah and belief in Islam and belief in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then you will taste iman. And what do you think the taste of iman is? Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said very explicitly that taste is sweet. حلاوت الإيمان. Whoever has three characteristics, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, will taste the halawa of iman. And halawa is the sweetness of iman. What is those three characteristics? أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. He loves Allah and his messenger more than he loves anyone else. He loves Allah and his messenger. Number two, he loves for the ummah what he loves for himself. He loves his Muslim brothers what he loves for himself. Number three, he hates to go back to kufr. He hates to not be in iman just as much as he hates to be thrown into the fire. He is so blessed with iman. You know when you have a blessing and you want it so much, you cannot imagine life without it. So the blessing of iman is the greatest blessing. You don't want to lose it. So you're terrified of losing it. So to be terrified of losing iman is a sign of iman. So when you are terrified of losing iman, when you don't want to lose iman, then this is one of the characteristics of those three, that when you have them, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person ذَاقَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. He will taste the halawa, and we all know what halawa and halwa is, sweetness. There is no sweetness that is more sweet than the sweetness of iman, and that is why the mu'min will give up every other sweetness that is haram, because he loves the sweetness of iman more than the sweetness of haram. That is why when the sahaba, when it was allowed for them to drink alcohol, and they're drinking alcohol, when Allah reveals in the Quran that innama al-khamru wal-maisiru, it is rijs, it is evil, get rid of alcohol, right as they're drinking alcohol, they pour it outside of their windows, because the love of Allah is more than the love of alcohol, and that will only come when you have iman. It is iman that will allow you to conquer those desires. We're all struggling with addictions, brothers and sisters. We all have sins that we do. The only cure for those sins is that we taste the sweetness of iman. When we love iman and the sweetness of iman more than those evil deeds, then we won't want to commit those deeds, because there is nothing sweeter than halawat al-iman. Once you taste that halawa, and you know we all know this in our daily lives, even when we eat our food, why do we keep the desserts to the end? Because we don't want anything after that. We want to end on something that is sweet. Once we have a dessert, khalas, we don't want anything after. We want to leave it on a sweet taste. So too, when you have iman, when you commit a sin, you're adding bitterness to that sweetness. You don't want it. You would rather have that sweetness of iman. And that's why our scholars of the past, they said, if these rich princes and these playboys that are committing all these sins, if they knew the sweetness and the halawa and the tama'nina, the sakina, they said, the peace that we feel, they would be fighting us with swords and cutting our chests to get that sweetness, but they can't get it that way. If they only understood the sweetness of Allah's worship, they wouldn't be engaged in those lifestyles. They would be doing as we are doing, but they don't understand. They think that by spending money in haram and by doing this and by eating this and drinking that and going here and there, they will face pleasures, but the real pleasure is halawa Shahadat al-Iman, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us. As well, Iman is so powerful that of the names of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the caller to Iman. He is described as the caller to Iman. As Allah says in the Quran, Inna sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil iman. We have heard a caller calling us to iman. Munadi is the title of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, calling us to iman. His entire life is a life of calling to iman. So he becomes the caller to iman, and Allah describes him as the caller of iman. So anybody who calls others to iman, anybody who calls others to iman, becomes following the footsteps of our Prophet sallallahu. As well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that when we have iman, then Allah will open up the doors of this world and the next. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If the people of the cities, meaning Makkah and Medina, if the people of the cities believed, if they had iman, we would open the doors of the heavens and the doors of the earth so that all of the barakat would come to them. When you have iman, you get this world and the next. And this is one of the biggest dichotomies that Muslims don't understand. We think when we have iman, we have to give up this world and we'll get the next. No, the mu'min gets this world and the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to deprive his believers of gifts. And the mu'min lives the quality life, not the quantity. We'll talk about this in a future lecture in 2-3 days. The quality of life. When you become a mu'min, you don't become a multimillionaire. That's not the way it works. But your life quality, your pleasure, your happiness will go to levels you never knew before. The life quality will increase with iman, because pleasure is not in quantity. Pleasure is not in how large your bank account is how happy your heart is. And the mu'min is the one that Allah Azza wa Jal mentions. We will open up every barakah. Barakat is sama'i wal ard. We would open up the doors of the heavens and earth, and he will feel blessed. He will feel fortunate. That is the internal happiness that comes for the believer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions in the Quran that iman allows us to conquer grief and pessimism and anxiety. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't be sad. Don't worry. Don't be anxious. And every one of us, we have anxieties. Every one of us, we have fears, whether it's financial, whether it's family, whether it's stress of work. Every one of us, we get bombarded with issues of stress and anxiety. And Allah says, don't be scared. Don't worry. You will overcome. But there's one condition. In kuntum mu'mineen. If you have iman, then you will overcome those stress. Don't be worried. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't be sad. Don't be anxious. You shall win if you have iman. And of course, there are so many parables as well. And one of the parables we're going to discuss tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, in more detail, is the parable of light and darkness. Iman is called light, and leaving iman is called darkness. And there are many beautiful verses. Today we'll discuss one and finish off. Tomorrow we'll discuss the famous verse, the Ayat al-Nur, the verse of Surah al-Nur, which is about iman. Today we'll discuss this verse. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa aminu bi rasulihi yu'tikum kiflayn min rahmatihi wa yaj'al lakum nuran tamshuna bihi wa yaghfir lakum. O you who believe in Allah, aminu billah, and believe in the messenger. If you do so, Allah will give you a light that you will be able to walk with. So iman has been called a light. And what is the purpose of a light? A light tells you where you are. It shows you where your destination is. It allows you a safe passage from where you are to your destination. When you have light, you know your context. You know your dangers. You know how to get from point A to point B. You have purpose and meaning. Those who don't have life, they don't have light, they're in darkness. And when you're in darkness, you're immobile. You have nowhere to go. You have nothing to do. You're wandering around aimlessly. You know when the electricity goes out, literally life stops for us. We can't do anything. Allah is saying iman is the life, the electricity. Iman gives you everything. When you don't have iman, you are shunned in darkness. You are living without any purpose, wandering aimlessly in circles. And inshallah, tomorrow we will discuss the beautiful ayah of Surah An-Nur. Let's finish off today by reminding ourselves that Allah tells us in the Quran that we should thank Him for guiding us to iman. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha. We thank Allah for having guided us to this iman. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. We would never have been guided unless Allah had given us that guidance. So we thank Allah for iman. We praise Allah for having gifted us with iman. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen our iman and give us more iman upon iman. And we'll continue tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.